We believe that those of you who we've invited here today have a broad range of expertise to assist us, and I'd like to introduce all those people now. If I can start from the left and go around the table, there's Mr. Scott McDougall. Scott is the director of the Caxton Legal Centre Incorporated. Ms. Sandra Kennedy from Mount Isa. Sandra works with the Alcohol, Tobacco and Other Drug Service with Queensland Health, but perhaps more importantly, can give us some first-hand experience as the wife of a police officer serving in remote community. There's Mr. Ned Mosby, the Sergeant of the Community Police at York Island in the Torres Strait. Mr. Leon Yateman, I understand that the Yarrabah people have been held up. Mr. Leon Yateman is not with us yet, but hopefully will be able to join us, the Chief Executive Officer of the Yarrabah Aboriginal Shire Council. Ms. Vanessa Deacon, the coordinator of the Pomperow Community Justice Group. Shane Duffy, the Chief CEO of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders Legal Service, South Queensland. Noel Pearson. Noel is to arrive today, but obviously has not arrived yet. Councillor Vincent Munderby, the chairperson, or the Mayor of Yarrabah, but also importantly the chairperson of the Aboriginal Local Government Association. Ms. Margaret Mao, the chairperson of the Island Coordinating Council in the Torres Strait and the Mayor of Dwan Island. Assistant Commissioner Andy Henderson. Inspector Russell Rhodes, who's the officer in charge of the Cape York District. Ms. Heron Loban, the lawyer with the Torres Strait Northern Peninsula Legal Service in Thursday Island. Ms. Elaine Berlin, Baramba Local Justice Initiative Group at Cherbourg, and also the, as to how she manages it, I don't know, but the Director of Nursing in the Cherbourg-Murgon region. Councillor Lawrence Weasel, the Mayor of Warrabinda Aboriginal Shire Council. Ms. Lynette Booth, the Coordinator of the Warrabinda Community Justice Group. Mr. Lars Falcongreen, Legal Practice Manager of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Service, North Queensland. Sergeant Andrew Clarkson, the former officer in charge of Arakoon Police. Andrew is now seconded to Department of Communities as the Director, Arakoon Local Partnerships Project. And Mr. Gary Clyden, the former Chief Executive Officer of Arakoon Aboriginal Shire Council, now employed as an Assistant Director in the Department of Local Government Planning, Sport and Recreation. Behind those, the front table, we have as well Ms. Margaret Palmer, who is not here yet, the research fellow with... Margaret is here. Research fellow, Cape York Institute for Policy and Leadership. Mr. Trevor Adcock, Indigenous Liaison in the Queensland Police Service, formerly an inspector within the police service and has served on Aboriginal Indigenous communities. Senior Sergeant Lillian Benstead from the Cultural Advisory Unit at the Queensland Police Service. Senior Sergeant Greg Cruz, who's now in Brisbane, but formerly the officer in charge, Thursday Island Police. Ms. Pauline Peel, the Government Coordinator, Indigenous Service Delivery in the Department of Communities. Mr. Rodney Goodbun, the Assistant Director, Social Law and Justice Policy in the Office of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Partnerships in the Department of Communities. And Mr. Patrick Savo, the Deputy Mayor of Arakoon Shire Council. I, and indeed the whole of the CMC, is most grateful for your willingness to assist us with this important project. I should point out that there were others who we asked to come along today as participants and who would have liked to have been here, but circumstances prevented them from being with us. I'd like to introduce to you the members of our inquiry project team from the CMC. On my left is Susan Johnson, the Director of Research and Prevention at the CMC. On my right is Mark Pathay, who is our project manager of this inquiry. Dan spoke to us a few minutes ago, our Dan Abednego, Indigenous Liaison Officer. We have Cheryl, Dan's up the back, Cheryl Kyle, whom I can't see just at the moment, up the back, Cheryl is standing, Indigenous Liaison Officer. We have Dennis Budd standing over here, our Principal Advisor in Policing. We have David Jones, seated, Senior Legal Officer. Stephanie Rogan, who's been running around doing all the organising and will continue to do that. And Zoe Elliman, Principal Advisor on this project as well in the legal side.